And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Okay, welcome back to Week 13 NFL. Very exciting, getting down to the nitty-gritty of things. People are really starting to shine and show their true colors. Not people, but teams. Well, people too, let's be honest.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of news.
What do you guys think about last week?
Too soon to call Deshaun Watson for MVP?
Shoot, too soon for too a lot soon. Of things.
Okay.
You know what, if we thought about it in hindsight, like the Browns were the lock of the year last week.
Hmm.
Because that would have been Brissett's last game, knowing that he's probably going to get replaced and he's going to go out with a bang. Nick Chubb always says, that's our quarterback. Like, they love the guy. Didn't think about it. You know,
yeah.
Lock of the week. I mean, it was tough overtime, but they beat Tampa Bay. And, you know, looking back, I might have thought, that's a good spot for Brissett. Deshaun Watson hasn't played in 2 years, dude.
Wild.
2 years. Now he's going back to Houston where it all began. It's going to be hostile. I don't know. Crazy, but I'm not sold on it yet. We'll see how he plays.
Did you happen to see the Jets quarterback, Mike White?
Woo, man. Yeah. Man alive. 315 yards, 3 TDs, no picks.
He had the highest QBR rating of any quarterback last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you
the
guys
Jets?
Want...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You want to know who the worst? I know it's coming.
Yeah, let's hear it. I want to know what you're going to say.
Who's the worst?
I was going to ask you if you guys wanted to play a little round of Would You Rather?
Yes.
Yes, please. Always.
Always. Okay.
Would you rather have Mike White or Russell Wilson?
Mike White.
That's the correct answer. Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers? Or Mike White.
1, 2, 3. Mike White.
But who would you rather have?
Wait, I got one more.
Oh, I.
This one hurts. Yeah. This one.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Would you rather have TB12?
No.
Or Mike White?
Mike White.
TB12.
No.
Oh, okay. Split decision on that one.
I think you would pick Aaron Rodgers and maybe you would pick Tom Brady.
No, Brady's my guy. There's like, come on. Yeah, they're in trouble.
Will Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady lose out to Deshaun Watson and Mike White in the MVP balloting this year?
That's a tough question.
No,
they will not.
Will Tampa Bay trade Tom Brady to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers?
What? My brain doesn't even compute that.
Why not? Who cares at this point?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's getting a little difficult to watch Brady, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. I mean, some throws he looks amazing, and other throws you go, really? You gave up your family for this?
Mm-hmm.
5 and 6?
Do you think he's thinking the same thing? I gave up my family for this?
He's such a competitor, and he's all about football, and that's why he came to that decision, and no.
I think it depends on how long the Botox needle was, if it affected the brain waves somehow.
I heard a story that the LA Charger doctor
he's
was hired by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Right.
And that he has punctured Tom Brady's lung.
Yeah.
As he's
doing Botox in his face.
Taylor. There might be a lawsuit. I'm not sure, but maybe that's why it's sad. It's so sad. And like, you know how they say, I don't want to date myself, but I remember Peyton Manning. And I remember, guys, it's over. Russell Wilson, too. Like, they're gone. Like, he's kind of a, you know, 10-year, 12-year guy. Matt Ryan. Ugh, guys, it's over. Bring on the new breed.
Yeah.
It's over.
Even Jordan Love looked kind of good.
He looks sick. That kid, yeah. Watson, is no joke, dude.
Mm.
He's had a touchdown in the last 4 games. He's a track star. So watch out.
What do Jason, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers' broken fingers situation?
No, it wasn't his thumb. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, he has a punctured lung.
And a broken thumb. Yeah.
And he's had a broken thumb. Like, wow. The guy got cracked on Sunday night and has a punctured lung.
He said he still might play it. Can't you just play on one lung? Why do you need both lungs?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I play with one kidney all the time.
The guy is a sap story at this point. Yeah. And I've had a broken thumb since week two.
I had the Packers in the contest, thank goodness, +7. So at least I pushed. But halfway through the game, I thought Rodgers was kind of feisty. And I was about to say, oh, your obituary for Aaron Rodgers. He's sticking a hand up from the grave. And he's like, not so fast, Pet Cemetery. And then he
was dealing for a minute.
He was. He threw some pretty passes.
Then he starts going like, this is my thing with these guys, these Bradys and these Rodgers. I'm seeing a lot of this.
What is that?
Come on. They throw a duck in the air 50 feet, and then the guy goes, where's the ball? Because he can't find it. It's in the stands. And then they go, why did you go that way?
Putting the blame on the
All
guys.
They're doing, dude, is crying. Back in the day, Brady'd be like, poop, slap. Let's go, move the chains. Ready to go, Omaha. Now it's like, why? Every play, they're crying. It's them. It's not these young receivers. It's them. They're done.
I think they're done. And they've given us a lot of joy over the years, but this year it's been a little tough to watch.
Yeah. And those are the last two of like the OG.
Yeah.
I mean, quarterbacks, right?
The GOAT of all GOATs.
I mean, I would hope he's an OG at age 45.
He started at 37.
His receivers weren't born when he was a rookie, probably.
Oh, my God.
Think about it.
Like when he won his first Super Bowl, forget the rookie thing. Like when he won his first Super Bowl, they might not have been born type thing. Or like 2 years old type thing. You know what? I got to say this. Honestly, it's been fun. It's been fun to watch and all that great stuff. And I love to think about my heroes and all that stuff. But like, I don't know the number, but I heard that Brady was offered like upwards of $300 million.
To quit.
No, to quit. But to like be in the booth for Fox CBS or whatever it was, which maybe he'll go that way. I don't know. But you turn that down for this to look bad on your way out. I don't know. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
His season is collapsing. His Bitcoin FTX exchange is collapsing. He no longer has laser eyes. He no longer has Giselle. There's a lot of deficit in the Brady camp. So.
Shoot.
But, you know, they're not mathematically out of it. I don't know if Green Bay is mathematically out of it. They might be.
This is the week, I think.
This is the week?
I think technically, yeah, this is the week for them. And then, like, they're not out of it because the friggin' South is, like, the Saints are not out of it.
The Panthers aren't out of it.
But if they go to the playoffs, they're going to get waxed. As a wild card, that South is going to get waxed. I don't see, unless Brady goes 5-0 and then, you know, 10-5 or whatever they are, 10-6. Dude, they're going to get waxed as a wild card in the first round, wherever they go. San Francisco. Like, where are they going to go? Dallas. Philly. They're going to get cracked. So,
who think about this, though, from a management perspective. Before the season started, the Denver Broncos paid Russell Wilson a few hundred million. Green Bay paid re-up for Aaron Rodgers.
50.
Tampa Bay re-up with Brady and Arizona re-up with Kyler Murray. None of those deals are looking so hot right now.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, right? And not a lot of return on your investment.
Nope.
Shoot.
You got to go Tampa Bay Rays in the baseball, Major League Baseball.
What does that mean?
Like they keep their salary down. And when a guy starts to ball, and he's like bigger than his britches, they trade him or they get rid of him. They keep
That's
it
a
in
Belichick
the farm
style too.
They keep it in the farm and they're in the playoffs every year. They were in the World Series 2 years ago. They don't need Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. They don't care. They ball, they pitch, they play, they have their scheme and they do okay. No more. No more $500 million deals for these guys. No more owners. No more. Stop it. Stop it right now. That's a lot of jerseys, dude.
That's a lot of money. That's insane to even think about.
$50 million for Rodgers.
In a funny way, I'm saying Deshaun for MVP, but he's unproven. And they backed up the Brinks truck for him already. He's got his money already. He hasn't thrown a pass.
No, that's Cleveland, though. That's what they do. They just they stab themselves in the foot. But he's going to be under it this Sunday. Like, that's a hostile environment. If you don't think the NFL knew something was coming when they had his first game eligible back to go to Houston to play his old team, who's horrible, by the way. They're terrible.
They're tanking.
But, dude, he's gonna hear about it. It's going to be uncomfortable. And he hasn't played in 2 years.
Memo to the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Benching Davis Mills in favor of Kyle Allen isn't exactly a winning strategy. Mm. And the Bears are tanking too, by the way.
Who's the worst team right now?
You know what? I'm not trying to throw shade. It's Houston, and right above them are the Rams.
I think the Saints are pretty terrible too, to be honest. I think Dennis Allen's trying to get fired.
Okay. I had 9.5 points in San Francisco. San Francisco, they scored 13. The Saints defense came to play. They didn't score 1 point, shutout, not a point the entire game.
And they fumbled
game.
On the 1 yard line. They fumbled on the 1 yard line. That was your cover.
I feel like there's
13-7.
There's like four or five teams at the top, and the rest of the field is hot garbage.
Yeah. But the point is, some are in the AFC, some are in the NFC, right? So who do you see? Because I'm all about the Ravens, but they are blowing leads left and right.
In the fourth quarter specifically.
Like, it's like a thing now. It's not just happening. It's a thing now. It's like the Lakers blew a 17-point lead the other night with 9 minutes left in the game. Slow it down, guys. You're almost home. Slow it down. Ravens are losing games late, and they're doing it as it's like a thing for them. KC's rolling. Miami, rolling. San Fran, rolling. Dallas, Philly, rolling. Minnesota, 9-2. You can't talk shit. They're 9-2. Everyone else? I don't know. Give me Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Give me anyone else that you think has a shot. They're not there. That's
it. I don't see it.
There's six, seven teams, maybe.
Buffalo, but they look vulnerable too.
I think they're garbage.
Yeah.
I do.
They lost Von Miller. That's tough.
I think they're garbage. Yeah, that's very tough.
Well, but definitely a separation.
You know what's not tough? Picking a survivor.
Well, apparently not.
For 12 weeks in a row.
Wow. Hooray.
Because people do it all the time, I guess.
Hooray.
I can't. Okay. Yeah. And you would have been right if you had taken Miami as your backup, too. So you've got picks to spare over there.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
Wow. Crazy.
But Miami gave up, you know, if I do my tally, Miami gave up 15. They scored 30. KC gave up 10.
Mm.
They scored 26. So the tally is 99-23 for her.
Comfortable.
That is funny, though, if I would have picked Miami.
That's comfortable. And Miami would have been like, it would have been, you know, 106 to, you know, 28. Still right there. Unbelievable. Well,
unbelievable. Like,
this is what my son does when he does a great thing.
Clap, clap.
Yeah. We say clap, clap, Wyatt, clap, clap. Clap, cap.
Clap it up. You got the hot hand. I'm curious to see who you're thinking about for this week.
Oh, boy. Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
And please don't forget to like and subscribe our video and our audio version on anything that you listen and watch. Just give us a good old thumbs up and a comment. And it really helps us. And we love to hear from you and keep watching. Keep watching and watching. Thank you.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. This week, I'm very nervous. More so than ever.
You say that every week, though.
I do, but I don't really have any reasons behind my picks, except the selection is very little, and looking at scores and looking at who they're facing in the week. Who do you think I'm picking?
I don't know what you have left. I would say
show you my list because it's on there.
What do you think, Jay?
I don't think you've taken the Seahawks yet. They're playing the Rams. I don't think Stafford's going to be back. And I think they lost Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Well, you know what? By the way, you're going to start seeing that a lot on ESPN. They're not losing anybody. They are shelving guys now.
They're shelving, yeah.
They're putting him like, oh, God, the guy didn't make it to work on time. His car stalled. What? Like, he's not playing. Right. They're shelving these guys on these shitty teams.
They're just tanking, yeah.
Yep. I think maybe the Chargers.
I took them already in week 3.
Okay, so much that I know. That's my pick.
Okay. And you said the
Hawks.
Seahawks?
Seahawks, I think, on the road. Yeah.
So this week I'm looking between the Seahawks and the Buccaneers. Can you believe I haven't picked them yet?
Well, thank God. You'd probably be out of the contest.
So I don't know. Let's see. If we break it down, the Seahawks are playing. Who are they playing? The Rams, which you stated earlier, Jason, that you're very disappointed in them right now. And then the Buccaneers are playing the Saints. Saints. Our team.
Disappointing.
Which are sorely disappointing as well. So
you have to bet against. Bet against one of your teams.
But be careful, they own the Bucks, like in general.
Who? They.
The Saints.
They own the Bucks?
Own them.
What do you mean?
In general, over time.
They've always won.
They cracked Tom Brady in his you know what.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Seahawks aren't in the 12th man. They're going down to the Rams.
Correct.
Probably no Matt Stafford.
Probably no Matt Stafford.
And then just probably no Aaron Donald.
What to do. What's for your sure. votes? Can you vote for me? What's your vote, Jess?
No.
Come on. Nope. If you were to pick one, which would you pick?
If I pick one, pick the other one.
I don't trust the Saints after watching them last week.
Okay. And neither do I.
I mean, and I think that there's got to be some desperation for Tampa because this, like, they have to keep winning to have any playoff hopes. Yeah. And I like Brady with the desperation. And in Florida, I always feel like things are witchy in Florida.
Yeah.
So I feel like. I mean, the Saints can't score.
I don't understand why the Saints aren't playing Jameis. Like, Andy Dalton's can't move. He could throw. Don't get me wrong. He's been throwing dimes. Then they bring in Taysom Hill. Jameis isn't playing at all. And he's healthy. What's up behind that? Like, what's the strategy behind that? And they're going to Tampa to play his old team. Are we going to see a little bit of Jameis as a like a little trickery or whatever? But like, why isn't Jameis playing? I'm confused. No one talks about it.
I think also the Saints lost Sean Payton, and that's a bigger blow to them than people realize.
Yeah.
Even though I know their new coach is in the system and the whole thing, but I just feel like even Bruce Arians in Tampa Bay, like you can't just hand the reins off to just any person and create that magic again. I believe in coaching a lot.
Well,
they're in trouble.
On that, I mean, I do agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly.
What's it going to be, Ken?
I think I'm leaning towards the Bucks, but I feel like the Saints are so far back that what's the point? I don't know. They may like reserve themselves, whereas the Rams have like a final chance.
No, they don't.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers, I think.
All right.
Sheesh, against the Saints Monday night game.
So the Bucks, Tom Brady, TB12, one more time. One more time, TB12.
He'll do it. It's a bounce back spot. And I think we're firmly now for this week off Team Giselle. Straight back onto Tom. Yep. Get in the avocado chamber. Let's go.
Let's go.
I guess Buccaneers it is.
Are you locking it up?
Very nervously locking it up.
Well, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I think this is the part of the show that everyone's been waiting for. This is when I give out my two picks and I give you 1,000 reasons why, and they don't win.
Oh, that's not always true,
well,
though.
You know, lately it's been rough. I got to say that I'm impressed, very impressed, and I'm going to say this loudly, with the Detroit Lions this year.
Okay.
I know we talked about the Hard Knocks, and then we said we joked about Dan Campbell and like all of his speeches can't really get them to win. This team plays like their hair is on fire every week. And Jared Goff is not playing badly at all. I could say 10 other quarterbacks that are probably with even winning records that aren't playing as well as Jared Goff. I would take Jared Goff over Russell Wilson in Denver right now.
Yeah.
I'd take Jared Goff in LA over Herbert right now.
Hmm.
Like the guy was 23 for 37 on Thanksgiving. He had two touchdowns. He had a quarterback rating of 100. They love him. They love the guy, dude. There's no, you don't ever hear, oh, it's because Jared Goff had happy feet or Jared Goff did this. Defense is starting to tighten up. They're not giving up 30 every week, but they're still scoring 30 every week. They were a missed field goal away from overtime last week. They are really good. Jacksonville had a great game. They won. They beat the Ravens. I knew they were going to. I had them in the contest. Plus four. They won outright. The Ravens better figure things out. They better sign Lamar or don't, because something's fishy there and like they're not playing well at all. So I think they and Etienne kind of hurt that knee that he was out for the season last year. They said he's okay. They did x-rays. They said he's going to be okay. But, you know, what if he's hobbly, right? What if he doesn't play well? I don't think Jacksonville has another one up their sleeve per se. This is one of those line games that you talked about 2 weeks ago with Dallas. Detroit is plus one at home on 11 days off. Jacksonville just won their season in front of their fans. They beat Lamar. Yay. This is a beatdown in progress. I love Detroit. I love Aiden Hutchinson. I love Houston. I love what they're doing. Aaron Glenn is not necessarily scheming it up, but the guy is saving his job, at least for now, with defense. And the Dan Campbell speeches seem to be working. Their running game is fierce. They got Swift. They got Williams. They're no joke. So without further ado, my number one pick of the week, and I love this pick. I love Detroit as a home dog against Jacksonville, coming off the game of the year for them. And I'm locking that shit up. What do you think?
Lock it up. I mean, the spot's great for Detroit. Jared Goff, you know, usually kills it at home. Jayville having to travel outside of Florida, where, again, I think things are witchy in Florida and they won a big game. So this could be a letdown spot for them. Yeah, I like your handicap a lot.
I agree.
You watched that Thanksgiving game. They look good.
I did. I thought it was going to go over as well.
Yeah, that missed field goal killed it. They would have been, it was 25-25. If they go into overtime, the game goes over. So, oh, well. To live and fight another day. So I'm going to take the Lions at home, plus one, and I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Like we already talked about, I like a lot of things that are going on, but like there's so many games this week. Like last week was kind of like, I didn't really like last week. I didn't care about it. But like Cleveland with the Deshaun going back to Houston, that's almost, for me, like I would just almost money line Houston. They're plus 265 or something like that. Like, why not have fun? Green Bay, Rodgers owns the Bears. Even if he has a broken lung, a broken leg, broken arm, he owns the Bears. Jets, Mike White, slinging it. Never know. Minnesota, everybody says they're kind of janky. KC's going back to Cincy for that revenge game when Cincy knocked him out for the Super Bowl. There's a lot of great games this week. The game that I'm looking forward to, the second most, besides the Detroit game, is the Miami Dolphins and the San Francisco 49ers.
That's a hard game, I feel like, though.
It is hard, but it's not so hard. And I'm going to tell you why. Tua has not lost a game this season that he has started and finished.
Correct.
The only game that they lost was that Thursday night football game when he unfortunately took that spill and then got carried off the field and they lost. Every other game he has started and finished, they have won. Handily. The weapons that they have are unreal. Hill, Waddle, they are no joke. Mike McDaniel, I'll never forget that whole thing when he was on the airplane. He was like, Tua, I believe in you, brother. Let's go. When he got hired, he was taking the jet to Miami to sign his deal. We all thought, oh, yeah, right, Tua. This is why the guy got drafted top five in the league. He is slinging it. And I don't think San Fran, they got a great D. I don't think that they can keep up with that juggernaut. I think they're going to try to run up the score. Elijah Mitchell, unfortunately, IR. So it's going to be a lot of McCaffrey. There's no Elijah Mitchell to come in with McCaffrey. They were like kind of going back and forth with those two. Now it's going to be McCaffrey or bust. They're going to key on McCaffrey. Garoppolo is going to be forced to throw the ball. I think this is the make or break for Miami. If Miami wins this game right now, this Sunday, they will win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Whoa.
They are so good. They are so good. And everyone's waiting for them. And they're talking about Buffalo. And they're talking to, dude, they are so good. I will take Miami. Plus four on the road in a sunny day in San Francisco. I'll take it.
Wow. It is hard to handicap this game. I'm not sure McCaffrey's going to play. They say he's banged up this week. So that helps your handicap. The best thing that you said, which I totally agree, is I'm not sure San Fran can keep up with their speed. And last week they played a smash mouth game against the Saints. I mean, the Saints defense looked pretty good and they were, you know, they were both hitting really hard. I think Miami plays a more finesse game where it's just a track meet, right, and they score 30 every week. So that's not really San Fran style.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, for my first pick, I am going to New York, New York. And I will be taking, that's right. So get your iHearts t-shirts out. Get all your Broadway sing-alongs out. The G-men at home are getting 2.5 against Washington. This is a spot play for me. Giants off a loss, 10 days to rest.
Two losses.
Home dog, divisional dog, getting 2.5. Washington riding pretty high. They struggled to cover that number against Atlanta last week. And so I just feel like Washington's playing well. Taylor Heineke's playing well. They're believing in their team. Good, but this is not a good spot for Washington. This is a buy low, sell high. I'm buying low on the G-men. I'm selling high on the Washington Commandos. And give me the G-men. What do you guys think?
I love that.
Tough. The Giants are a little banged up, but I do agree that this is like a Dable spot. This is a coach spot. And Rivera, no joke. I'm not clowning him at all, but I think Dable gets his team ready. They are at home. How long can this Commander streak go, right? I mean, they're, God bless them, but how long can it go? I like it.
All right. I will take the New York Giants and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And for my second pick, as much as I love Mike White, and not because he created White Lotus, but because he came in and passed for 31-10, which was one of my bright spots over the weekend. Really strange, odd weekend. I had Seattle, which lost in overtime to the Raiders, and I had New Orleans, which getting 9.5 points, the final score 13-0. So the ball did not bounce my way at all. Thank you to the Pittsburgh Steelers for saving my weekend. And talking about quarterbacks, this is just a side note. Pickett to Pickens is a very exciting combo in the NFL. Fun to watch, young, could be there for the next 5 years in Steelerland. So we all know that I have a soft spot for the black and yellow. I think things are looking up for the Steelers in the years to come with those two. But for this pick, you're going to hate it. I am betting against Mike White again. This is my buy low, sell high. The Jets, they could not be higher right now, but let's face it, folks, they played the Bears last week. Okay. And I'm pretty sure any of us could do just what Mike White did against the Bears. The Bears have given up. They didn't put up any fight in that game. So now they have to go to Minnesota. This is the Kirk Cousins spot. This is the morning game, home game. Minnesota, get the Rams horns out, get the shofar out. It's the high holidays. Get all the horns out and blow them for the Vikings. I just feel like they've had, again, 10 days to prepare for this game. Justin Jefferson cannot be stopped. The Jets are playing well. They got a feisty defense. I like that they benched Zach Wilson because he seems like a bit of a tool to me, too cocky and no talent to back up the cockiness. And like a good coach, Robert Saleh put his ass on the bench and brought in Mike White, and they got great results. But again, the step up in competition between the Bears and Minnesota is going to be a slap in the face. And I think Minnesota blows this game out. And I've been on dogs lately, but this is a favorite. Give me Minnesota at home in the Cousins spot, minus a field goal. What do you think?
I would have, if I had not picked the Vikings, I probably would have picked the Vikings for Survivor.
I like that.
You already had it. You already had him.
I already had him.
I like that vibe.
Yeah.
Well, you've been hot, so I'll take that.
That's tricky for me. Like, you know, everyone's waiting for the Vikings to, you know, their paper, they're this, they're 9-2.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're 9-2, guys. They have the second best record in the NFL. I think the Jets defense is a big part. And I know the Bears didn't have a quarterback, but the Jets defense has been stellar.
Yeah. They're good.
And they're losing games because of Zach Wilson, but they're hanging in there because of their D. They could give Cousins problems.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree that the high becomes a low, and I do agree with that. And I like the coach. I like what they're doing. It's a great spot for many.
All right. Well, if the two of you are on board, then I'm going to take the Vikings and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And please don't forget to like and subscribe our channel. We love to hear from you, and it really helps us. Thank you. And please don't forget to check us out on all of our platforms, YouTube. You can watch us, audio on iTunes, all sorts of things. But make sure you give us a good old thumbs up on all of them and tell your friends, tell your family, share it. And don't forget to check out our TikTok, too, because we post some fun videos. Justin puts parlay tickets on there on Saturdays usually, and it's kind of fun to maybe, if you'd like to place a bet with that and
comment, go give us your picks, goes, yeah. I'll put a ticket in.
Yeah, but check us out.
Comment please.
Thank you.
Okay, let's recap on today's FNL. Tanya says lucky 13 will be the Tampa Bay Bucks at home against the Saints. Justin says, take those Detroit Lions at home getting one, but also take Miami getting four on the road against the Niners. I will take the New York G-Men at home plus 2.5, and also Minnesota at home minus 3. And that's our show.
That is our show, and we are so happy to be trucking along with the end of the year. Thanksgiving was awesome. I hope everybody had as great of a turkey day as we all had.
How many games left are of the real season?
Five. I think there's like two more bye weeks, and then it's all like smooth sailing from there. There's a couple teams that haven't been on a bye yet, but I think it's rolling, and it's going so fast because we're having so much fun, and we don't win them all, but I think we're still pretty good.
Yeah, the record on this pod is still a very healthy, profitable 56% at 33 wins, 26 losses, and one push.
Yeah, so not only does that beat the book, but that beats the juice. And that's all you want to do when you're gambling. Be enough to beat the juice, you can buy a yacht. Well, we've always said it, tried and true, it's a fact. 53 point whatever is the number that you're looking for. We're pushing 60, we're down to 56, we're at 61, we're at 59. We're way above board here. So in that, beat the book, bet responsibly or don't. You don't care. It's your cash, but please do. Beat the book. Let's go get them. And we're having so much fun doing this. We're going to keep doing it week after week, and we couldn't do it without you. So cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the books.